Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL draft first round is tonight.
Yes, it is.
Here is the NFL draft schedule, right? So tonight, 8 o'clock, we're excited about that. Round one, Friday, April 22nd, that's tomorrow, 7 o'clock, rounds 2 and 3. Saturday, rounds 4 through 7, starting at noon. Guys, especially tonight, right? And there are times where you already know, you're just waiting to see what suit the guy wears that's pick number one tonight, because you already know who it is. He's kind of hammered out his deal behind closed doors.
What color tie does Kyler Murray have on?
And is he gonna bro hug or fist bump Raj? I mean, that's what we're waiting for. But tonight, we have no idea how the first round is going to go, how even the first pick or the first 10 picks are going to go. The day is here. I haven't in a long time been this excited, and there's nothing fake about this. I am excited for 8 o'clock tonight, guys, because there is so much damn uncertainty. Well, and I'm into this.
Think about it. For more often than not, as Steeler fans, first of all, our team doesn't pick until it's after 11:30, close to midnight, right? Because it's the first round and they're picking late. So, and then you're usually coming off a playoff season, right? Your pick is nowhere near being involved in getting a game-changing player, right? This year, all of the dynamics are a little bit different because, A, you're drafting 20th, which means probably sometime around 11 o'clock, right? So you can stay up, you can watch. The picks are every 10 minutes, so there's a constantly changing dynamic of, okay, this team did this. Now these are the dominoes that are going to fall. But then someone goes out of character and does something different. And between the Kyler Murray pick at number one, and then the dynamics of what happens with quarterbacks, and the dynamics of all the impact players on defense, and how that affects the Steelers, and the teams between 10 and 20, and the possible idea of trading up, all of that, it builds for a good television drama tonight.
I think that there are years where people have their mock draft, and a lot of people have it pretty close to being right. I think that there are, this year in particular, a lot of mock drafts won't even end up being close because something is going to happen in the first five picks that derails every single thing in a domino effect after that. And all the jockeying for picks, Jim, and the way that the dominoes are going to fall after that is total intrigue for me. It really is.
And I guess if you're a Steeler fan, what you root for is a run on picks at
on
a position.
Quarterbacks.
Right. Quarterbacks would be one. You know, maybe defensive linemen would be another. If teams all of a sudden start charging in for D linemen and guys start to drop. And I agree. I want to see trades. The pick is in. The pick is in.
Jim's
so
about
fun.
That action, boss.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you see, like, we have a trade. Everybody goes, oh, all right. And you see, like, the little logo on the bottom changes that's on the clock.
Yeah. And it goes, all those sound effects.
Right. All of a sudden, it
sounds
not
like
the Cardinals
a slot machine.
But you're right. We have gotten away from that, though, in recent years, because it seemed about, like, what, 15,
it's
20
such
years ago.
A level of predictability we've gotten into.
Those guys would have already been signed.
Right.
Remember, one of Howie Long's kids, I think, was the first overall pick, and he had already agreed to a deal, and you knew the first four picks.
And I know that this is a little bit off of the draft subject, but not really. Did you see who's announcing the Steelers' first round pick?
Mean Joe.
And Mean Joe is one of those people. And
he should pick himself.
Right. From North Texas State. I always see Mean Joe on television, or you'll see him walking around La Trobe is one of those places too. You know, you see him at St. Vincent. And again, this isn't draft centric, but he still is one of those guys, and there are very few that have ever done it for me. Mario is another one that you see in person or even on television, and that's reverence. It's Pittsburgh reverence. Like, I've seen Mean Joe a bunch of times up at camp, or I've seen Mean Joe down at the stadium, and then you see him even on TV. That's still one of those guys where you stop and it's almost from a sports standpoint,
yes,
a godlike figure. You know, you see Mario walking through I've seen Mario a couple times at the arena, like walking through the halls.
Oh, yeah.
You still stop, and it's almost like that's the real person.
Let me just move to the side here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like,
do you feel that way about Mean Joe?
Yeah. Oh, yes,
and that's a good call on the two figures that are like that.
Yep.
Although when I first came here, he was one of Chuck's assistants. So he's been around, and it's not like he's unapproachable, but I know exactly what you mean. And the first time when I went up to him, I'm like, holy crap, it's Joe Green.
Yeah.
And because you get, you know, once you've been in this business for a little bit and you cover these guys, then you get used to famous people and larger than life guy. But Joe Green is bigger than that.
No. Yeah. And those are the two guys that strike me. Now we're getting tweets here from the fake John and Robinson, who tells us, and we talked about this the other day, this is part of the intrigue. And now he has coined the phrase plantchise. After we talked about Oakland, that they're a plantchise, that we said that, you know, they're not a real franchise. It's,
right.
it's fake. It's
yes.
a plant from that. There's a lot of talk and it's gaining steam. Remember, we talked about this the other day,
uh-huh.
that the NFL plantchise in Oakland is going to trade up to that number one pick last second for Murray. Remember, we brought this up the other day.
Man.
That would change everything. Could you imagine the celebration? Because there's their quarterback going to Las Vegas mm-hmm. on their way to Vegas. There's Gruden. There's Mayock. Mayock used to go ahead and dissect people and dissect these picks for everybody. Now he only has the job of doing it for one team. But could you imagine the bomb that'll go off if we have a trade? And they're the Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders.
And Chucky is up there.
Yeah.
And he's back in their facility in wherever. Palo Alto,
it
wherever the
facility
is. It
makes for great reality show NFL
they probably
TV
don't even
drama.
Have a facility anymore.
Right? It's in a trailer somewhere.
They're working out of one of those shared
yeah,
office spaces.
It's somewhere just, in Southern California, driving between Northern California and Nevada.
Just over the state line
yes.
in Nevada.
Oh, man. Yes. It's
oh,
in
look,
Reno.
It's Mr. Kraft.
Yes. But no, that would blow it all. If you could, if they could lead off, if the leadoff hitter tonight at 8 o'clock is a trade.
Is a trade?
Come no. on.
Oh, because, well, here's what will happen, too. If it's an, that would be, I think, somewhat unexpected because of everything. Okay, not totally unexpected because it's Oakland. But it would be somewhat unexpected to the point where I think every other team for at least 30 seconds would scramble. You'd see, you'd get the live camera in the draft rooms. The teams go, oh, wait a second. Okay, hold on. They traded. Okay, now what's, hold on. What's going on now? Do we still want this guy? Is that guy going to fall to us? It throws everything out the window.
Kevin
to
Colbert in the greatest Yinzer accent go, what the hell is going on? I mean, that's exactly
hey, if you were Arizona, what would you get? You drop down three spots.
Right.
And then you'd end up with another first round pick
later. A
great
defensive player, probably.
Right. Yeah. I mean, why that would be a. That would be a solid move, I think, on their part.
All right. Something really hit me driving in today. And maybe they trade their old X-ray machine, producer Matt says. Good one there, producer Matt. I like it. All right. Something really hit me driving in today about what the Steelers need to do. I mean, what they have to do. Like, I grabbed the hold of myself driving in. I almost went through a red light because I was thinking so hard about this and said, just get a hold of yourself. The Steelers got to do this because there's no way they can do that. And I'll tell you what that would be coming up next here. By the way, we're going to be at American Natural tomorrow. This is going to be great. We'll be there. Listen here. So listen to this. This is 40 coupons for breakfast sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
right? The first 40 people that show up at American Natural, 9, 10, and 79 right there.
Those things are so good.
Oh, my God. They're incredible. You got to wear something Pirates. You got a Pirate hat. You got a Pirate shirt. You got Pirates anything. You show up. First 40 people that have that will be there at the broadcast at American Natural tomorrow morning. Free breakfast sandwich on us.
There you go.
Amanda, who's a great account executive here, she's set that all up through American Natural, so we can't wait to be there tomorrow morning. Also, one more event I need to tell you about. Youth baseball, softball, right around the corner. 937 The Fan wants to join your team this season. Visit 937thefan.com for details on how to register your team. To have us stop out for a game. Coach T going getting real deep here.
It's easy to look at things that are attractive or things that are unattractive. We go beyond that and have discussions. Why is that attractive? Why is that unattractive? And then that leads us to whether or not we can tolerate it, adjust it, or enhance it, whatever it is in some way.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got it? You guys get that one? Yeah. Mid-season form, Coach T right there. I'd love to write out every word of that and then try to, like, diagram it out and figure it out what it meant.
Would they make you do diagram sentences were a kid?
But here's what I said to myself driving in today, and I remember exactly where I was. I was at Route 8. I was at the May West Bend, where Hunt's Tavern is. And I was stopped at that red light, and I was thinking about the draft tonight. And then I said, stop. Stop it. Stop it. You have to draft Devin White or Devin Bush. You have to trade up. Because I started thinking, well, you know, Rakia Sin, okay.
Yeah.
Byron, whatever, Murphy, right? The kid from Washington. Mm-hmm. I can live with it. Then I said, get a hold of yourself. The last five cornerbacks the Steelers have drafted have been Cam Sutton, Brian Allen, Artie Burns, Senquez Golson, and Doran Grant. Ooh. Five career interceptions between them. Four of the five have started fewer than three games. Allen, Golson, and Grant have combined to play two defensive snaps. Stop it. There's just things that are some people's Achilles heel. The Steelers' Achilles heel in drafting and in development and
corners.
In scouting, they can't pick corners.
They just don't do it well.
Just stop it, I said to myself.
It for weeks.
I know.
Go get yourself one of these playmaking inside linebackers.
Didn't we trick ourselves over the past 72 hours or so to say, okay, maybe if these guys are good, okay, bring them in. You can't do it.
No.
You just can't. Because I don't trust the Steelers.
And look, this is what's going to happen is if they stand pat at 20, right? And they end up taking, again, like you said, Greedy Williams, Byron Murphy, Rakia Sin, whoever it is, you're going to constantly be waiting for that guy to be the next Artie Burns, to be the next Senquez Golson. Maybe that one isn't fair because of injuries.
You're going to trick yourself.
Well, tonight you're going to be,
this guy's okay.
They need to get the guy who's going to fly around sideline to sideline, hit people, and turn the ball over, and that's one of those two dudes named Devin. It's as simple as that.
Yes, and if that involves trading up,
if that
means
involves packing away four picks, five picks, I don't care. So, do it. You just signed your quarterback to an enormous extension. You've got 2 to 3 years now to go win another Super Bowl with that dude. Help out by fortifying the other side of the ball.
Don't twist your brain into somehow thinking, okay, it'll be different this time. Now the ship has sailed. It has. Use the free agency market. Go ahead and Joe Hayden is fine. Trade for a proven pro if you have to. I'm at the end of my rope. It's not going to happen. Forget drafting a corner.
Here's the other thing. If they draft a corner in the first round, you know how much he's going to play in primary packages?
None.
Exactly.
None.
It's going to be him battling Mike Hilton for nickelback.
Right. And Mike Hilton has proven to be a really good nickel guy.
So, look, you got Hayden and Nelson. Maybe you find a corner in one of the later rounds, maybe even the second round, but right now, what this team needs to be focused on is fixing the biggest hole in the defense over the last season and a half, and that's middle linebacker.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.